Mayfair, the hustle and bustle of Christmas will once again appear in 2023. There are traditions that absolutely make life worth living, especially when family and friends join in for celebrations. Now if the weather would cooperate, things would go much smoother. Condolences to the family of Doug Harjing of Rabbit Lake, who passed away almost a month ago. He was one of the first employees at Rabbit Lake Mine near Wollaston Lake in northern Saskatchewan when it was fully operational in 1968. There was, and still to this day, delivery and mail mix-ups with the two same names, but obviously a distance apart. Doug and his wife Judy had a family of four children. She passed away a number of years and he eventually remarried. Another mention of a former resident from years ago who lived for a while on a farm in Mullingar District is 86-year-old Irma Phillips of North Battleford. Heartfelt sympathy to the Phillips family, as one of her children is Shirley, Nestor, Kailuik of Mayfair. This event is far away, but mark your 2023 calendar for Rabbit Lake's annual snowmobile rally on the first Saturday in March. Posters are hanging up in many venues, and with the arrival of a large abundance of snow in early November, let's hope it doesn't decide to melt. A successful Christmas supper was held in Rabbit Lake Hall December 11. This was sponsored by the community's hall board. The Lakeland Library branch in Rabbit Lake is selling tickets on a draw to be held on January 27 at the Kaiser Tournament. Tickets are $2 each or $3 for $5. They can be obtained at the Seniors Center on Main Street, Hotel, Rural Municipal Office and at the local library. Traveling before Christmas was total chaos for many airline travelers wanting to spend Christmas with their loved ones and not getting to their destinations on time. How weather can destroy people's dreams. If one is upset with the airline companies, they should not be. The de-icing of the plane wings is of number one importance, and with extremely freezing cold weather that is not possible. Many missed their connecting flights and rebooking was hampered because the next few days' flights were booked to the max. Frustrated passengers rebooked for a large dollar ticket amount to an alternate, less popular city. Then, to get to their destination, usually renting a vehicle. One person I knew drove to Palm Springs awaiting a guest who was still sitting in Calgary Airport patiently waiting for the next plane to take off, but that didn't happen for 2 days. Plane was overbooked, so passenger got upset and flew to another airport, thus making their pickup guy drive again another 200 miles and spend 3 nights in those cities waiting for their guest. There was activity at Blue Mountain Adventure Park, nestled in the rolling hills near Whitcow, on the first weekend in December. This is where the Sask Cup 1 and 2 biathlon competition took place. Thanks to Doug Sylvester, former Mayfair teacher from way back, from North Battleford, and all of the volunteers who made this so successful. Ring in the new year whichever way you wish to celebrate, but make safety a priority. A designated driver for all who plan on consuming alcohol is a must. Play it safe out there. Happy New Year to everyone.